Go ahead.
It's 6:39 and I'll call this meeting to order and ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I am going to call the roll. Bob Lisy.
Here.
Loretta Sexton is here. Linda Fusco is here. Danny Soto. All right. So I'm going to mark Danny absent for the present. We have quorum. So I'm going to go down to approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? Take a look.
Yes, I have. And I will approve the January 5, 2023 Derby Housing Authority meeting minutes.
And I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. So, all right, so now we're at number five, additions, deletions, corrections. Does anyone besides me have any? Okay, so I'd like to add item D under new business. A preliminary discussion and any questions that the board has regarding the deteriorating metal beams at Guardiana Terrace. Can I have a second to the motion?
Second.
Thanks, Bob. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, motion carries. So we'll add that under new business. So it will be 8D. All right, so we get down to public portion. There's no one here physically. Is there anybody online from the public other than Mr. Schultz?
No, Madam Chair. There's nobody else.
Thank you.
Just the Mr. Schultz and Ms. Harris.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we'll move on to old business. Ken, we'll start with you, your monthly update.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. So we did circulate an update. I'll go through it quickly, and if there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. The first thing, I just want to make the board aware that with the board's prior approval, we had talked about this in previous meetings, we did set the payment standard at the highest amount, the maximum amount that HUD allows you to. And that is for the effort to try to support the tenants, you know, the Derby Housing Authority, the families that are out searching for units. There's about 19 families that are out there looking for units, and this market is tough. So that certainly is going to help them, and that's in place effective January 1. So we're happy to have that going forward. Just wanted to let the board know that we updated the utility allowance schedule. It's an annual requirement, and you know, we get a bunch of data that supports it, and we use a vendor that helps support it. And it's part of the scoring requirements of the housing authority. So that's been done and set that the actual scoring for the housing authority on an annual basis through HUD's CMAP is done in May. Yeah. And we're looking in good shape for that. I mean, hopefully we'll have a high performing rating from that for the housing authority. We just also wanted to share that the agency plan, the annual agency plan was submitted, the requirement on that on January 9th. And that the housing authority did receive four vouchers as part of the incremental award that they made to all housing authorities, whether they asked or not. And those have been issued and they're out searching for units now. And the last two things is just to make the board aware that the 1099s went out at the end of January. It's a annual requirement for all the landlords that 1099s be submitted, and it's been done. And then the final thing is on the project base. So that process is moving along quickly. It was advertised that obviously the housing authority submitted a response. It was the only response that did come in. And Maria and I are going through the process of just ensuring compliance with the rating and selection and HUD involvement with that. And so we'll be discussing that in the coming week here on and just rolling that out. So I don't know if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but that's the report that I have.
Thank you. I'm just excited to hear that there was no one else, another applicants for the RFP. I was a little worried about that, but that's good news.
Yeah, and so we'll get the details on how exactly to do it, but I think it's a relatively simple process, and we'll kind of provide the recommendations and guidance to kind of get through that step of it and get it rolling.
Thank you so much. Anybody else have any questions?
No, thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you do for us, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good meeting, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So our monthly report from Regina, she's not here. We got it in writing. Zuri's here. Does anybody have any questions? If Zuri can't answer them, then we can ask Regina either when she gets on or when she comes in next.
I think my only question to her, Linda, would be how has the participation been, and has it been growing?
How has at each site?
Yes.
Okay. I know Zuri, she did tell me that it hasn't been that great. She's actually in the process now of scheduling appointments with everyone to have them complete the care needs assessment form. Trying to encourage them to fill it out so that she can offer services, to help them. But it's been a bit of a struggle getting people to participate.
All right.
So she has shared that with
me. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know that Kathy Ducharme is finishing up her internship, but she does have activities scheduled into February, I think. And Loretta Steiger is doing a Valentine's Day luncheon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other activities planned?
No, I'm going to participate with Kathy's thing.
Okay. All right. So, when Kathy leaves, I don't know if there's going to be anybody in each unit that will, in each site that would pick up the gauntlet and organize some things. I know that Regina would be happy to help whoever, would do that if there's people interested. Loretta's doing it for Steiger. But we need somebody at Guardiano. I can tell you, Bob, that when Zuri and I and Regina went to do site visits, we had a really good outcome turnout at Guardiano. We had one gentleman come to Cece. It seems like Cece is a little bit more insular, and even though a couple of ladies had approached Kathy and asked for activities when she planned them, they didn't. They only came once. They never came again. So I don't know. So you want to talk to Regina about that and see if what we can do to kind of up the interest a little bit?
Yeah, we've been talking and trying to figure out ways to get them to, participate more. So we'll continue to talk about it and come up with different ways.
Okay.
Thank you, Zuri.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. And Loretta's saying that there were a couple of people at Guardiano who were interested in a Valentine party. So if they're not going to do their own, Loretta said,
have the number. I already told her to call.
Okay. So they'll extend the invitation to Steiger to the Guardiano folks.
Because they used to come, a couple of them used to come anyway.
I guess they used to come. So that will be nice. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll move on down to review and vote on quotes for the tree work at all three sites.
Yeah, they were interesting.
It is very interesting because Mr. Schreiber went to the mayor because I had told him that, his bid was very high and the board had voted for us to go out to three bids. And I got a call from the mayor saying that Mr. Schreiber was willing to drop his price and wanted to know, did we want to do another walkthrough? Well, Loretta and I did the walkthrough with him, and then Zuri and I did it with another couple who submitted a bid but didn't want to do the work. And then Zuri did it with a third party. So I didn't feel the need to go back and walk out. But now he's submitted one for $6,600, which is significantly less than his original bid.
But White Hills, the statement about scheduling it quickly or something? I mean, what does that mean? Because it drops considerably.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. Go ahead.
And you're a big operation.
Yep. On the quote that he submitted, he said that if all three are scheduled at the same time, which I told him they would be, sure, he would offer the price $4,800. But with White Hills, he said that once all the work is completed, they might have to come back out and cut or prune in another 3 to 4 years. And then when I talked to Shriver about his estimate, he said that we'd be good for 10 plus years. So that was a big difference.
But White Hills would only come out if we called them to come out.
Right.
They're just not going to come out. Here's the thing. We've been dealing with Shriver. I don't know. That's my only thing. Who knows?
I don't know anything about the other two. I don't know anything about White Hills, anything about Highland.
Right. I was pleased with White Hills. The only thing that stuck out to me was when he said that in another 3 to 4 years, we might have to cut them back again. I don't know if it'll be to the point where, how it looks now, but he did say that every 3 to 4 years, we probably have to do the same thing and cut down on the trees. Shriver said it would be maybe more than 10 years. That's what he said to me.
There's certainly no guarantee on the 10 years, that's for sure.
Right, right, exactly.
That's $2,000, almost $2,000, $1,800 difference.
Well, it's true. And so, we're going to talk about other things that cost money. And I'm really concerned about those metal beams and the facade. We'll talk about that later. That's going to cost quite a bit. And we also go ahead.
Yeah.
Zuri, we have worked with White Hills.
No, never.
We have not. Oh, okay. I thought you say we
they
have.
Were just he's a local arborist. So that's why I called.
They are a very, very big operation.
Yeah, he was very nice, and he explained everything that needed to be done. But he did say every 3 to 4 years, if we might have to cut them back again. So that was what he explained to me.
I kind of agree with Linda. We got other things that we got to worry about. $1,800 can help us.
Sure. Right. Right.
What is it?
You want to make a motion? I'm good with White Hills. I actually am. What do you think? Yeah. Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we accept the bid of $4,800 submitted by White Hills for the pruning of the trees. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Loretta. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. White Hills, it is. So, it's very hard when you don't have a table, and I think I just put down my agenda. Okay, so that puts us to new business. To review and vote to approve the Derby Housing Authority 2023 meeting and holiday schedule. Well, I think the holiday schedule is easier than the others,
yes,
given Mark's comments.
We don't have much choice on that anyway, do we?
We don't. I mean, we're basically closed when City Hall is, and these hit the date, so it's pretty straightforward to approve the holiday schedule, I would say. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the holiday schedule as printed.
Okay. Loretta, thank you. 2 seconds. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. So we'll go down to review and vote on the Steiger Terrace roof replacement. Everybody had a chance to, wait a minute. I'm going to back up because we have to do the holiday schedule.
So
the meeting.
I'm sorry, the meeting schedule. I'm sorry, I'm just shuffling here on my lap. It's tough. So there's multiple dates that are going to conflict with the Board of Aldermen. How do you all feel about moving to a different day? We've been on Thursdays for as long as I've been on the board, which is about 7 to 8 years.
I mean,
Bob and Loretta?
The reason we switched it, I remember when I got on, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, was that the second Wednesday is my Board of Ed meeting. But the first Wednesday is not a problem if you want to go back.
That's but then you have the same problem with the checks.
Oh, right. Because that's why we moved it to the second week.
Yep. So the second Wednesday is a problem for you?
The third or fourth Thursday are okay.
And you know, now that you say that, it's not okay for Danny because Danny has a scheduled after hours meeting for the PD in Birchport on the third Thursday.
Does a Tuesday work or is that not good? Is that not good for people? I'm just throwing it out there.
From City Hall perspective, from a City Hall perspective, the second Tuesday works. The third Tuesday is planning and zoning, so that's a little more commotion too. But the second or fourth are fine. No, I'm sorry, the second would be good. The fourth is the tax board.
All right. So how do you all feel? Zori, chime in here. How do you all feel about the second Tuesday? Only on the days that we would be moving to the second Thursday. Only on the week, the month.
That's fine with me.
I
don't mind.
All right.
Okay. That's Loretta. Okay. And that's fine with me. So, Zori, we won't vote on this tonight.
Okay.
We'll vote to move to the second Tuesday, but we won't vote on the date. I'll just give it back to you. We can resubmit for next month. But we'll note the change. All right.
And this is only for the days where it's the second Thursday. Just change that to the second Tuesday.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
On the dates with the asterisk.
Okay.
You know, February, March 9th. We're just making that whatever date the second Tuesday is.
Okay.
All right.
So those asterisks will be Tuesdays.
Correct.
Right. Right.
And we'll vote on it next month.
Got it.
So can I have, I'll make a motion that we carry this over until next month, until we get the second Tuesday dates in writing,
right.
And then we'll give Mark.
Yep. I'll second.
All right. Is there, okay. Thank you. Any,
is it private meeting?
It is.
Okay.
Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, so now we're a new business B, and that's review and vote on staggered terrace roof replacement quotes. I have those in your packet.
Yeah.
There are the requisite threes. I don't know. I kind of liked DeMarco. I think it's DeMarco. Oh, New England Roof Care.
Yeah.
Did you have many dealings with him?
No, he was another one that maintenance and I found another local contractor that he met with to, you know, look at the situation. And he patched one of the cracks for us temporarily, but he did say that there's several others. So I don't even think he charged us for that. He just did it as a courtesy. But we, Francis and I were pleased with him as well. So we really like New England roof care.
I know he's more than ADN, but
yeah,
I know he's very clear about having to replace plywood.
Right, and I don't know if it's an immediate thing that we have to do. The only thing is that, you know, when it rains, there's possibly, you know, some leaking that could affect the electrical. But he didn't say it was an emergency, but he did say that the whole roof would need to be replaced.
It looks like they're basically all saying that, but Mr. Pepe's not clear about whether or not the price he quoted is if the plywood has to be
changed. Yeah, and
this is pretty clear that it's.
You have to replace it. I mean, you got to put a new roof on and not do that.
Right. Well, especially since the water's been getting in there, that I'm sure that the wood is damaged to begin with.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, New England's is very organized and well done.
Yeah, he's very specific about what he's going to do and what he's going to provide. I kind of liked this one.
Yeah, we did too.
And it's a good price.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's a little bit more than ADN, but it's less than the other. So, shall we make a motion?
I'll make a motion that approve New England Roof Care Incorporated.
Loretta, second. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Okay. So now we're going to talk about the security deposit, discussion on security deposits for existing and new residents. We voted on that at a previous meeting. Dory, do you want to talk about that?
Yes. So the main office, we sent out the updated leases to everyone on the 27th of January. And we are already getting some feedback, mainly about the security deposit. So one resident was asking, well, can it be just a fixed amount? Another was asking if it could be their monthly rent amount, whatever that amount is, come April. So to make it easier for everyone, we decided to just make it a set $300 instead of what their rental portion is come April, because there's people that have been there for a long time and their rental amount has changed. So, you know, we'd have to go back to whatever their original rental amount was when they moved here. So we just thought, just make it a, you know, simple $300 for everyone. It's affordable. And it's not like they're paying double whatever their rent is. So that's what we agreed on, in the office. And, you know, we just wanted to get you guys, your thoughts on that, as far as the security deposit, because we do need something in place, but I know some residents pay like $1,400 and we wouldn't want it to be hard for them to pay.
No, I agree.
So
Loretta, what do you, well, you know, you're a resident, so.
Oh, I'm here. Well, they're very upset. And they tried to say, they wanted to just be grandfathers, and they were talking to lawyers and everything else.
Oh, I don't think that's a grandfather,
but that's what they wanted. And they said, well, no, you got to, you know.
But it seems to me that.
And I said, when I had talked to Zuri, she told me, you know, we could take time if we needed to pay, like in two installments, we could. And that's what I was trying to tell them.
Right.
$300 is not really too bad.
Right.
For me, yeah.
And I think it's just, it's a good round rate, I agree, it would be really difficult to double it, like, you know, $1,400 right. or something like that. So
right.
I don't have a problem with the 300.
No.
Bob?
Well, I think if we propose it in maybe two installments, like Loretta has stated, you know, $150, right. you know, I just don't want it to be a bookkeeping nightmare for you, Zuri.
Right. And I don't think it's going to be too bad. I mean, I'm already in the process of setting up the account because we have to open a separate account with Webster. Mm-hmm. And then the money will grow interest. It's their money. And if they decide to move, as long as there's no damage, they'll get everything back.
Yeah. And that's how you got to propose it.
Right, exactly. So I think, you know, once they hear that we've lowered it to 300, I don't think it would be too bad, I'm hoping. No.
So do you want a motion from the board to approve that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I would make the motion that we set the set the rate at 300 for everybody, one flat rate for security deposit, to be paid in two installments if that's their preference. That's the resident's preference.
I'll second.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Discussion on the motion? Hearing? Yeah. Oh.
No, our lease doesn't start till June, so nothing will be effective until June, right?
Is that right. correct?
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right.
No problem.
All right. Sorry. Any other discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. All right. So that takes us to new business. The added item D. So I know that we all saw the email from Zuri about the metal. Now, that was brought to our attention when we had our meet and greet over at Guardiano Terrace. And when we talked to, we had Herman with us. Well, we got Herman and we did a walkthrough with Herman, and he was saying that it was facade. That was facade that was falling and it just needed to be replaced. It had nothing to do with the metal. This is very different. Suri, do you want to talk about that?
Yes. One of the residents from Lakeview came in on Tuesday and was complaining that there were pieces falling from the beams. So I called around to a few different construction companies. We reached out to Pepe to see if they could come out and take a look and, you know, tell us what we needed to do. So one guy, his name was Willie from Above All Construction. He came out, he met with Francis, and he said that the steel beams are corroding. The material is starting to separate and the weather is making it worse, you know, over time. He said it's an emergency, you know, it needs to be addressed right away. Residents may not have access to that walkway. It's something that we really need to look into. So he's going to be reaching out. He said a structural engineer has to come and look at it and assess and let us know what needs to be done. He's going to call me, I think, tomorrow to let me know when that person can come out. But yeah, I mean, we sent a phone blast to all the residents, letting them know we're aware, we're working on it, because it, you know, honestly made me nervous when I heard about it, because that's what's holding up, you know, the second level. So we're just working as fast as we can to get it fixed, get someone out there and tell us what that's going to cost, because I think that's priority.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I also reached out to the city, the building inspector. He was on vacation, so they're going to get back to me by Monday to give me some numbers for structural engineers, because that's what really needs to happen. A structural engineer has to assess and give us a price on it.
I think utilizing our Derby building inspector is a wise move.
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked with him before. You know, he's very nice. So I'm just waiting to hear from him.
Right. I think maybe I'll let the mayor know as well that this is an issue. Should we be blocking off that part of the walkway?
Not now. I think he means when he's going to start to repair it. But for now, you know, they can still use it. And then if anything changes. You know.
Because if pieces are falling off, I'm a little worrisome.
Right. I can call him tomorrow and follow up. He didn't advise me to do that when we talked. But I can follow up with him tomorrow just to get a straight answer.
That's probably a good idea. And I don't think anybody on the board would object if he tells Dory that we should block off the walkway to that we would do that, right? Nobody has objection to that. Bob, you'd be good with that.
Pardon, Linda, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, if Dory speaks to the gentleman tomorrow and he tells her that it is emergent, you don't have any problems with us blocking off that part of the walkway now?
No, we're going to, I mean, that's just a prudent thing to do.
Sure.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Any other questions for Zori on that?
No.
So we'll make sure we add it on the agenda. And if it's really emergent, then we might have to have a special meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So now we're down to Zori, your report.
Yes. So as far as the vacancies, we only have two, one at Steiger and one at Lakeview. We sent the letter out to Steiger. We do have someone interested. We're just waiting for the floor to come in and be put in so she can look at it next week. 17, we're waiting for the next applicant to respond. And then as far as the vendor payments, that's just a list of all the payments that were made for the month of January, or February, I'm sorry. And then as far as the work orders, that's the report that's, you know, for the whole month. But currently, we only have about 8 that are open, and those are just things that are, you know, waiting for quotes. Everything else has pretty much been closed. They've been closing them out, catching up on it. So we're all caught up and up to date on that. And that's about it.
All right.
And our new maintenance employee starts on Monday.
Hector Rodriguez. Yep, good. The drug test came back. So he's going to be starting on Monday. And I already talked with Francis. He's going to walk around with him, show him around. I'm excited about that.
Good. Very good.
Yep.
Both our fingers.
Yeah.
All right, so there's no executive session. So honestly, it's 7:12. If there's nothing else, I would take a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:12.
I second the motion.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned, 7:12. Thank you so much, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.